All right, welcome back, everyone, to the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. As lawyers, you're always dealing with a ton of complex stuff. And that includes, like, how you actually get your firm noticed online.
Oh, for sure. It's a lot to handle.
It can be super overwhelming, right?
Absolutely. And your main focus is on your clients.
Yeah.
Managing all your cases.
Right.
That should be the priority. So trying to like become a marketing whiz on top of all that.
Right. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, it's a huge ask.
Exactly. So we're diving into a really key part of online marketing today.
Okay.
It's the connection between SEO and paid advertising.
Right. Two big ones.
Specifically for law firms, of course. You've probably heard of both, maybe even tried them out a little.
Yeah.
But what we want to do today is really give you a clear understanding of how to use them together.
Got it.
So you can like really get the most out of your marketing budget. We're on a mission here to help you find that sweet spot, you know, between that long-term growth you get from SEO.
Right.
And the more immediate impact you can get from paid ads.
Makes sense. And we're looking at some great resources that focus on exactly how SEO and advertising work for law firms, what's working right now, and, you know, how to think strategically about that whole online presence.
Perfect. Okay, so let's break this down. I think the first thing to really get is that it's not about choosing one or the other, right?
Yeah.
It's not SEO or advertising. It's really more about how they work together.
Totally. They complement each other.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, think of it this way. SEO is like building a really strong, solid foundation for your online presence, you know?
Okay, yeah.
It takes time and effort, but it provides stability and that organic growth.
Right.
Paid advertising is more like putting up well-placed signs that grab attention and bring in clients immediately.
Okay, so both are important, but you need that strong base first.
Exactly. A solid foundation benefits from having those signs pointing the way, for sure.
I like that. That's a great way to think about it. So let's dig into SEO for law firms specifically. You know, a lot of people, when they think SEO, they just jump to keywords.
Right.
But it sounds like there's way more to it than just, you know, throwing some relevant words on your website.
Definitely. Keywords are definitely part of it. But effective SEO for lawyers, it's much broader.
Yeah.
Like there's a whole bunch of things to consider. First, you've got on-page SEO.
Okay.
That's about optimizing what's actually on your website.
Okay. So what's on the pages themselves?
Exactly. Think about those title tags and meta descriptions, those little snippets you see in search results. You want those to be compelling.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
And then there's something called schema markup. Sounds technical, but it's basically helping search engines understand your content better.
Right.
So you get richer search results. And of course, having a website that's easy to navigate, well organized, that's key too.
Okay. So that's all the stuff you do on your site. But what about when people are searching in a specific area?
Oh, yeah. That's huge.
Because, you know, for most law firms, your clients are going to be local. Right?
Absolutely. Local SEO is essential for lawyers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It starts with your Google business profile. Make sure it's verified, all the information's correct, and keep it up to date.
Right. So you're actually active on it.
Exactly. Respond to reviews, post updates, all of that. Then there's NAP consistency.
Okay, what's NAP?
Name, address, and phone number. Make sure those are consistent across every single online directory.
Wow. So every place it appears.
Yeah. Even little inconsistencies can mess things up.
Got it.
And we can't forget reviews. Positive reviews on Google, Avvo, those can really boost your visibility.
Yeah. Reviews are huge these days.
Huge. It's social proof, you know? When someone's looking for a lawyer, they want to see that others have had a good experience.
Makes sense. Especially for something as important as a legal issue.
Right. Exactly.
You also mentioned content strategy. What does that look like for law firms? Well, a good content strategy is all about creating valuable, informative content that answers your potential clients' questions.
Okay, so addressing their concerns directly.
Exactly. This could be FAQs, digging into common issues.
Right.
Blog posts that explore legal topics in more detail.
Okay.
Comprehensive service pages that clearly explain what you offer and how it benefits the client.
So it's about positioning yourself as an expert, basically.
Exactly. You want to be seen as a knowledgeable and trustworthy authority in your field.
Okay.
Like instead of just saying, we handle divorces, you might have a blog post on understanding the division of assets in high net worth divorces.
Right. So much more specific and targeted.
Right. And it shows expertise.
I see. So with all these different aspects of SEO, the on-page, the local, the content, what's the end goal here? What are we actually trying to achieve with SEO
for a law firm.
The big goal is to make your firm easily discoverable when potential clients are looking for legal help.
Okay, so right when they need it.
Exactly. It breaks down to a few things. First, local searches. You know, someone searching personal injury lawyer near me.
Right, right.
Then, ranking for specific practice areas, like business litigation attorney in your city.
Okay.
And building that trust by providing valuable content.
Yeah, so they find you organically.
Exactly. That builds a stronger connection from the start.
That makes sense. And there was a statistic we saw about how many people actually start their lawyer search online.
Oh, it's a lot. Over 80% of people seeking legal help start their search on the internet.
Wow, over 80%.
Yeah, it's huge. Think about that. Your digital presence, how you show up on Google Maps, local PACs, organic results, that's often the very first impression a potential client has of your firm.
It's like your digital storefront.
Exactly.
Though it really is crucial. Okay, SEO is vital for being found, but it's also known as a long-term strategy.
Right.
Why is that?
Well, one of the most powerful things about SEO is that it builds value over time. It's not a quick fix, you know?
Mm.
It's about consistently optimizing your website, creating good content, getting those positive reviews.
Right.
And as you do that, your search rankings improve, you get more relevant traffic, and that trust builds organically.
So it's like planting a tree. It doesn't give you shade right away, but if you take care of it, it grows and provides benefits for years to come.
I love that analogy. You got it. And since you're earning that visibility rather than paying for each click, firms that invest in SEO early on often see much lower client acquisition costs over time.
Okay, so a long-term advantage. That makes sense. Now let's talk about paid advertising. You know, it offers that more immediate visibility.
Right.
What are the main options for law firms looking at paid ads?
The two main ones from Google are local services ads, or LSAs, and Google search ads.
Okay.
They work a little differently and serve different purposes.
Got it. Can we break those down a little? What are the key things to know about LSAs?
Sure. LSAs are those ads you see right at the top of the search results.
Okay, at the very top.
Yeah, yep. Often even above the regular paid ads.
What?
You basically pay per lead. So you pay when someone contacts you through the ad.
Okay.
Usually a phone call or a message.
Makes sense.
A big plus for LSAs is the Google screened badge.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
It means Google has verified your firm, so it builds trust quickly.
Right, right.
LSAs are really effective for generating leads fast, especially in areas where clients need help right away.
Okay, that makes sense. And what about Google search ads, the other option? How do those work?
Search ads work on a pay-per-click, or PPC, model. You bid on specific keywords related to your practice areas.
Okay.
When someone searches for those terms, your ad can appear in the results.
Right.
The great thing is you have a lot of control. You choose your keywords, the ad text, the landing page on your website.
So you can really tailor it.
Exactly. It makes search ads perfect for targeted campaigns, reaching specific groups with the right message.
Okay, so LSAs are more about immediate leads and trust, while search ads offer more flexibility and control.
Exactly.
So when are paid ads, in general, the most effective?
Paid ads are great for a few things. First, for immediate lead generation.
Okay, if you need clients quickly.
Right. If you need to fill capacity or meet a goal fast, ads can provide that visibility right away.
Got it.
Second, they're great for testing new practice areas or locations.
Okay, interesting.
You can run targeted ads to see if there's demand before investing in long-term SEO.
So sort of dip your toes in the water.
Exactly. And finally, they're useful for seasonal or urgent campaigns.
Okay.
Like running ads before a legal deadline or for time-sensitive situations.
Right.
Makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. But it's important to remember that the visibility from ads is tied to you paying for them, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not building that long-term presence like SEO does.
Exactly. Once you stop paying, the visibility goes away.
So paid ads really are a supplement to SEO.
They are. Think of them as working together, not replacing each other.
Okay, makes sense. So we've got a good understanding of SEO and ads separately. How do law firms combine them effectively? We saw some suggestions for budget allocation based on the firm's stage.
Right.
Can you walk us through those?
Sure. One common way to think about it is based on where your firm is in its growth.
Okay.
For a new firm, they often need leads quickly, right?
Yeah, to get things going.
Right. So they might put more of their budget into ads, maybe 70%.
Okay.
And around 30% into building that SEO foundation.
So ads bring in the clients while the SEO starts to work.
Exactly. Now, for a growing firm, one that's starting to see some results from their SEO, a more balanced approach might be better.
Okay, like a 50-50 split?
Yeah, something like that. They're getting some organic traffic, so they can balance that with paid ads for more immediate leads and brand visibility.
Right, so building both short-term and long-term.
Exactly. And then an established firm, one that's been around for a while and has good organic authority, they might lean more heavily on SEO.
Okay.
Maybe 70% SEO and 30% ads.
So they're mainly relying on organic traffic at that point.
Yeah, they can sustain a good portion of their leads that way.
And use ads more strategically.
Exactly.
That's a great framework. We also saw a comparison of when to prioritize SEO versus paid ads.
Oh, yeah, that's helpful.
Can you go over those key differences?
Sure. For brand building, SEO is great for building that long-term authority and trust.
Okay.
People who find you organically through valuable content, they see you as a credible expert.
Right.
Paid ads are better for general awareness and keeping your name out there.
Okay, so SEO for trust, ads for recognition. What about getting new clients, lead generation?
For lead generation, SEO is fantastic for attracting clients who are doing their research.
Okay.
If you're looking for answers, exploring options, if your content addresses their needs, you'll get highly qualified leads.
Right. They're already interested.
Exactly. Paid ads are better for those high-intent searches where someone's clearly looking for a lawyer right now.
Okay, I see. And what about geographic reach, reaching different areas?
SEO is essential for ranking well locally.
Okay.
You want to be the go-to firm in your area. Paid ads can help you expand into new markets much faster.
So if you're trying to reach a new city or state?
Exactly. You can test the waters with ads and see if there's enough demand.
Got it. And what if a firm wants to add new services, service growth?
SEO is key for that.
Okay.
You can create content that educates potential clients about those new services.
Right, so they find you when they search for those specific things.
Exactly. And paid ads can be used to test demand for those services, see if there's an audience.
Makes sense. This breakdown is really helpful. Now, we also saw something about a common mistake law firms make with SEO and advertising.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
The biggest mistake is relying too much on paid ads without a solid SEO foundation.
Okay.
Some firms put a ton of money into ads for years, and they do get leads.
Right.
But the problem is, if they stop the ads, the leads dry up completely.
Wow, so they're totally dependent on those ads.
They are. They haven't built any organic visibility.
It's like a treadmill that goes nowhere once you stop running.
Exactly. Firms that invest in SEO early on have a more sustainable system.
They're not relying on paid traffic all the time.
Right. And another issue is spending lots of money on ads when the website itself isn't set up to convert those visitors into clients.
Okay, so what do you mean by that? What are the essential things a website needs before a firm starts spending big on ads?
You need to make sure your website can actually turn those ad clicks into leads.
Right, so they don't just click away.
Exactly. It needs to be fast, mobile friendly.
Okay, so it works well on phones.
Yeah, that's important. Your service pages need to be clear, comprehensive, and show the benefits to the client.
Okay.
You need positive reviews on Google and Avvo for credibility.
Right.
And you need fresh, helpful content that shows your expertise and answers common questions.
So it's like making sure your office is presentable and your staff is prepared before you start advertising and bringing in a bunch of people.
Absolutely. If your website isn't good, the money you spend on ads won't be as effective.
Makes sense. You'll be paying for clicks that don't become clients.
Right.
That's a crucial point. So to sum it all up, what's the main takeaway about SEO and paid advertising for law firms?
SEO and paid advertising aren't rivals. They're teammates.
Okay.
Building a good SEO strategy reduces your reliance on paid ads in the long run.
Right.
It creates that organic foundation that keeps working for you.
And paid ads provide immediate results, fill in any gaps, and create momentum.
Exactly. Especially when you're launching something new or targeting specific needs.
So when they're working together, you get consistent, qualified leads and a lasting presence online.
That's the goal. It's about building for the long term with SEO and strategically advertising for immediate needs.
This has been so helpful. Now let's do some quick answers to common questions we hear from lawyers.
Okay, fire away.
First one, which is better, SEO or paid ads?
We've talked about this. It's not really about one being better.
Right.
Generally, SEO is better long-term for sustainable growth and cost efficiency. But paid ads are great for short-term visibility and getting leads quickly.
So the best approach is usually a combination of both.
Exactly. It depends on your specific goals and where your firm is at.
Okay. Next question. How long does it take to see results from SEO?
Most firms start to see some good progress within 4 to 6 months of consistent SEO work.
Okay.
But it really depends on how competitive your market is and what your website's like now.
Right.
The important thing is SEO is ongoing. It's not a one-time thing.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. You need to be consistent to really succeed.
Makes sense. Okay, here's another one. Are Google LSAs worth it for law firms?
In a lot of cases, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for areas like criminal defense, personal injury, family law.
Okay, those more urgent needs.
Right. That top placement in search results and the Google screened badge can be really effective.
Got it. Once my SEO is working well, can I stop the paid ads?
You definitely can.
Yeah.
Many firms reduce or pause their ad spending once their organic leads are good.
Oh, yeah.
But some keep a smaller budget, even with strong SEO, just to stay visible for those really competitive searches.
So it really depends on your goals and the competition.
It does.
Okay. Do I need separate landing pages for my paid ads?
Generally, yes.
Okay.
Paid ads convert better when they send people to pages that match the ad's message.
Right, so they're not confused when they get to the page.
Exactly. Sending them to a generic page is less effective.
Should my law firm use social media ads?
It depends on your practice areas and your target audience.
Okay.
For things like family law or estate planning, where personal connections matter, Facebook and Instagram can work well.
Okay.
But you have to think about where your clients are online and have a targeted strategy.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all thing.
No, it's not.
And finally, the question everyone wants to know. How much should I budget for Google Ads?
That really varies a lot.
Okay.
It depends on your practice areas, location, competition, and what you want to achieve.
Right. Makes sense.
Competitive areas like personal injury in big cities will need bigger budgets than smaller markets or less competitive niches.
Okay.
The key is to structure your campaigns well, target the right keywords, and use your budget effectively.
So it's not just about how much you spend, but how you spend it.
Exactly.
Great insights. So to wrap up our deep dive today, it's clear that for law firms to really succeed online, they need a mix of SEO for the long term and paid advertising for immediate impact.
Absolutely. Understanding how they work together helps you make better decisions about your marketing and build a strong online presence.
So as you think about how your firm gets clients, ask yourself, are you relying too much on one approach? What small change can you make today to start building a more balanced and successful online presence? Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.